This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Got any plans for the weekend? Maybe going to a house party. Maybe going to a bar, have a few drinks. Well, some of you might use a ride-hailing service to get home. And one AT Explained listener wanted to know whether those services had an effect on drunk driving arrests in Austin since they came to town. And as KUT Samuel King found out, the answer kind of depends on who you ask.
I'm still looking.
As Sunday Funday on Rainy Street winds down, the street is clogged with people and cars. Phones are out, and people are walking up and down looking for their rides home. Haley Bragg is visiting Austin from East Texas.
I think using an app or using some sort of technology to find a ride instead of driving drunk has been a great resource for people. It's been really easy, really accessible, and made a big difference.
How much of a difference those apps have made, particularly when it comes to drunk driving, was on the mind of Edgar Barguirena. He asked our AT Explained project.
A few years ago when rideshare came to Austin, there were claims that DUI arrests would go down, which of course made sense. Does the data back that up?
He says he gave up his car a few years ago. Now he uses rideshare services like Uber, Lyft, or scooters to get where he can't walk. We met at a bar not far from where he lives.
Anecdotally, I had friends, myself, that completely stopped driving on the weekends that were exclusively using the rideshare service. So from a personal standpoint, I could tell there was obviously a huge drop for people that I knew that would even take any kind of risk by drinking and driving.
Uber and Lyft first came to Austin in 2013 when there were few regulations. The city council passed rules requiring drivers get fingerprint background checks. Uber and Lyft didn't like that, so they asked voters to overturn those rules. But the voters rejected that effort in May 2016. That's when Uber and Lyft left town. They returned a year later after the Texas legislature passed a law giving the state power to regulate ride-sharing services. Barguirena says he remembers ride-sharing companies and local law enforcement pointing to statistics that showed the number of DWI arrests in Austin declined after the companies first started operating here.
So I'm curious now that they're back, and it's been about 2 to 3 years since they've been back, how has that affected DUI arrests now that we have a larger data size to work with?
So we looked at raw arrest data from the Austin Police Department for several DWI-related offenses. We started in 2013 and looked at the numbers through 2018. By this measure, arrests dropped by 31%. And while there is an initial spike in the months after Uber and Lyft left in 2016, that downward trend resumed even before they came back. There were other companies like Ride Austin and Fasten that stepped in to fill the gap left by Uber and Lyft. We also looked at traffic fatalities involving impaired drivers. Those actually increased from 23 in 2013 to 29 in 2018. There's been a number of studies looking at this issue across the country, and the results are mixed. Noli Brazil is an associate professor at the University of California, Davis.
And we found no significant impact on drunk driving fatality rates for the counties that we looked at.
Angela Dills is an economics professor at Western Carolina University.
What we find is that when Uber comes to a location, we find arrests for DUIs decline, and we find that traffic fatalities decline after Uber comes to a location.
Let's dive deeper into those different conclusions. Along with a colleague, Dills looked at traffic fatalities as well as disorderly conduct and DWI arrest rates from 2007 to 2015. They examined data from across the country.
The effects grow larger the longer Uber is there. So the cities that you're able to see Uber persisting for a longer period of time, we're finding bigger effects.
Brazil and his co-author looked at traffic fatalities from 2005 to 2014. Only in the latter part of that period was Uber becoming established. Brazil is in the midst of research looking at more recent years.
We're also trying to parse out this black box. You know, it seems to be that on average, Uber may not have an effect, but it might have an effect in certain cities versus others.
So while it is clear that in Austin, DWI arrests have dropped in the years since ride-sharing came to town, it's still hard to say whether those services are the only reason. Other factors may include stepped-up efforts by police, changing societal attitudes about drinking and driving, or even where people live in relation to where they go out. We took our findings back to Edgar Barguirena, who asked this question.
Either way, it seems like in this specific regard, they're having some type of positive influence, which is good. It's kind of what you expected, especially understanding, you know, you're using the service a lot more as well, and you're one of the people off that road, right? So it's good to see that kind of bearing out.
Samuel King, KUT News.
Much more at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there, or you can ask your own question. It might be the next one we answer. Of course, you can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere you can find your podcast. And while you're there, leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. And if you like what you hear on AT Explained, you can help support it. Go to donate.kut.org and help support everything that KUT does, including AT Explained. Thanks so much. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.